Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are aware that you're clamoring for a show on Monday, and we've decided to give it to you. It should be pointed out that the majority of the Tio Moyes crew is slightly sleep-deprived and is perhaps vocally challenged after the whirlwind weekend in New Orleans, Louisiana. Here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about being in New Orleans and the way I behaved.
Yeah.
I had one real night out, and I have to say that I am fatigued on this Monday coming back after doing this. I have to say my compatriots, Messieurs Santana and Spiewak, have iron constitution. Rivaling Jimmy Cerrito.
Oh, no, no. No one is like that.
Jimmy slowed down, Rob. Rob, you had no off switch. I've never seen anyone, to the detriment of the show, but that's another thing. The off switch, except for No-No. And really, No-No the Clown was all murdered. I needed at that show.
Great captain.
All I needed at that show was No-No. But you, Rob Spiewak, I would wake up in the morning and see the 5 hours after I had been asleep of you in various poses and kissing people's heads and in different. This was Rob here. This was Rob here.
Well, I tell you, we did a good job on Thursday night. Thursday night was a real mind bender. And then
and for me, it's important to point out, for me, Thursday night, yeah, our first night in New Orleans, mm-hmm, I would not have roared if our former intern girl had not come in to the bar that we were watching a Zydeco band in and said to me, all the guys are across at the Cat's Meow.
Cat's Meow, yes.
Right across the street. And that is when my evening began, when I saw all you guys.
It was so magical when you came in.
The Cat's But I meow. Knew if I was successful enough to avoid the interaction, we would have been back at the room.
You tried to
an hour later.
You actually tried. I reached out to you. We arrived Thursday. I reached out to you, say, Papa, are you at the bad place?
Right.
And
he said,
getting din din, making an early night. This is probably around 7 p.m.
And I know when you use the word din din, you're thinking you're going to be responsible, because that's the word of a father.
But I will tell you that the bad place had been very, very bad to me.
Ah.
And when I say it had been bad to me, we have the generosity of our fan base cannot be disputed. It was all I could do based on my performance in the casino Thursday daytime.
Not to put a tip jar
on the stage based on how banged up. So it was the combination of that, and it's like, we'll go get dinner. And Carl and I are having dinner going, nah, nah, nah. And I see girl, and suddenly you boys are across the street in New Orleans,
yes,
Louisiana.
Yes.
And I roared. For me, I don't roar like I used to, but for me that was pretty damn good.
Yes.
But the roaring continued Thursday night for you, Rob Spiewak.
Right.
Friday night for you, Rob Spiewak.
Well, Friday night
and
was
Saturday night
Friday
for you,
was,
Rob Spiewak.
Friday was reasonable.
But also, Friday night was reasonable.
It was reasonable. I'll give it that.
It was reasonable. It's why when Rob has these little iPads that he uses on stage, and it was not, I'm not going to lie and say that it was happening, but there was almost a, as you were, there was almost a hungover tremor as you were pressing buttons, but not quite. But
okay,
not quite. You weren't there. I tell with you, with your voice, and you and I have to have this frank discussion about Saturday morning, the morning of the show.
Okay.
When I was having a breakfast with my good friends Mike and Nancy Colburn,
right,
and Carla, and you came.
I think you're going to paint an inaccurate picture, but I will let you go, and then I will answer.
You are lying.
No,
it
no.
is that you were hungover.
No, 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 no. Because I know what hungover feels like. Hungover feels like Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Set the scene.
I don't know
what
how
happened?
You did it on Sunday. I don't know how you did it Saturday night. I don't know how you did it Friday night. I don't know how. Look. We have a like-minded group of people that come to see us at these shows.
Yes, we do.
By the way, the Destination City Experiment is a success.
Yes, I believe in unqualified success.
Yeah, we're going to... this in about 3 years, this will be like choosing an Olympic city when we decide where we're going to go. This is
going to
be...
We're going back to the Rose Bowl.
Oh, I'm opening it up for you know, for suggestions.
Open bids.
Bids. Yes, bids. We will do open
if
bids
you
for
want-
it.
Beijing has dropped out.
Oh, if you want a shot in the arm to your local economy, bring TMOS there.
There's going
to
be a financial anomaly for New Orleans if you look at the chart for this month.
Oh, God.
The podcast did that?
It was something to behold. I have to say that it just the constitution of our of my cohorts is stunning to me as I wake up. And here's my and by the way, I'm ahead of you guys by light years today because we had an 11 a.m. flight.
Yes.
And an 11 a.m. flight and then got home.
Sunday morning.
That's smart, man.
Reunited with my son. We put him to bed and I was asleep less than an hour after we put my son to bed.
Eastern time did your eyes shut?
My eyes were closed and I was in dreamland by 8:35 last night.
Exactly the time we were boarding our Southwest flight in New Orleans.
Yes.
Huh. Wow, oh it's God. Almost like we're simpatico.
Did you sleep on the plane or did you socialize on the plane? Social, but and Rob, you are remarkably better for that.
Rob is a USO tour.
Answer is absolutely. Neither. I didn't get their names because they did not socialize. Two listeners that flew from D.C. to New Orleans to see our show, I don't know them from Facebook or anything,
early 30s couple,
came and introduced themselves, and then as I was the literally
hot
third...
Hot commodity on TMOS listener families.
I was going to say...
they looked a little older after the show.
I was going to say late 20s, but they look married and happy, so that usually happens in your 30s,
so,
I imagine.
It's exciting. Very, very exciting.
The third to last person to board a sold-out Southwest flight. So, I mean, you know that it's bad.
He looks so miserable.
Right. I was. And Pony's like, should we get in line? And I said, no, not for a long time, Pony. We're C-27 and C-30. And so we're waiting. And so finally I get on and this couple sees me and they actually get up and shift and give me the aisle seat. I would have given them
man
a
and a
child.
Woman?
Yes. I would have given them a child for that.
Why? Were you in the middle?
Yeah. The only
otherwise,
thing that was
it
left,
been,
it would have been the back row middle. Yeah.
Back room, it was so when you sat down, where were you seated when they got up and
when they
their
gave
seat?
Me a seat, I think I was row 15 on the aisle, which is not
on
a bad
aisle.
Seat. Not a
at
bad
least
big
you're
win.
On the aisle.
Yeah.
Big win.
Yeah. But I'll tell
do you,
you
ever get that when you're walking down the middle of the plane, do you have people looking at you fearfully?
Yeah, I use it.
I know. I study them because I was trying to connect eyes with Rob because I was on the plane first.
Yes, of course he was.
And I remember
how did you get front row on the way down, by the way? Did you pay for that?
No. Todd and Marissa got on there.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And they waited for us.
I see. Very, very nice.
Now, with Southwest Airlines, you can pay for an upgrade to sit in the front of the plane, correct?
You can pay to get on the plane on Group A, the first
group.
Oh,
that's right. It's festival seating, so you can pay to get on the plane first,
the festival.
Which means you can sit in your favorite seat.
Festival seating describes
festival.
The atmosphere
yes.
more than anything.
Yeah, it's
this
American airports, ladies and gentlemen.
This poor flight attendant is what they call him these days, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's doing shtick. He's got a disco ball. He's got everything, and everybody.
Oh, I mean,
it was like a
Fallon
and
monologue.
Everyone on the plane is hungover and tired.
Yeah, nobody wants to have.
And they have to slay the dragon today, Monday, right?
Yeah.
That's why they're on that plane. Why they're on that plane.
And they don't want to go home. They have.
Then you can be people like Jimmy Cerito. When's Jimmy coming back? Thursday? Is that when Jimmy's coming back?
Jimmy hasn't even left the Saints game yet.
Yeah, Jimmy's still at the Superdome. That's the way the way he rolls. I will say, as far as flying, my
Jimmy.
Wonderful airline, JetBlue. Oscar would be the spokesperson for Southwest. I could be the spokesperson for JetBlue. But JetBlue, you're slipping.
Why?
You are slipping. You're slipping because you changed gates on us, and then when we were at the gate... These were newbies. These were newbies that going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, because they did not know that you wait because you've got A, B, C, D on a JetBlue flight.
Ooh.
Where they announce Zone A boards,
right.
Then B, and they board still from the back of the plane.
And
to
you
the
have,
front.
But you have assigned seating at least.
There's assigned seating, but the lady at the gate was chatting quietly with her other gate attendant. I call them incompetent one and incompetent two. And she's sitting there and she's having a discussion and they open the gate and said, we are now ready to board And as soon as she said that, because she didn't make a pre-announcement explaining how it happened, right. The cattle call stampeded toward the gate. And off mic, she has a PA
right
in her hand. And off mic, she's just, no, no porn yet. And then went back to chat, you know, loving her power.
Yes.
Chatting with her. And the comment was, well, tomorrow will be a better day. And I was so tempted to say, not if you're the gate attendant.
Oh, no.
Because see, it was very disorganized, and it didn't need to be. And this is a note to everybody at JetBlue that you're a transportation business, but you're also a communication business.
Sure.
All right. So when you sit there and shut the door to the aircraft, and then the flight attendant peeks out the window for the next 20 minutes, for a reason I don't know. I'd kind of like to know why you're peeking out the window.
Waiting for a surprise entrance?
Seriously, is Harry Connick coming down the jetway? Is that what's happening? Is there some specialty moment?
But
you're not explaining. You're not explaining because you have the same disease that the gate attendant had, where you talk to your coworkers, but you don't give us any f***ing information whatsoever.
Hey.
She finally gets the word and says, flight attendants, prepare for departure. And she's, you know, she does her little twist the key, hit the latch, mm-hmm. shut the door. And then, you know, when we pushed back?
When?
Half an hour later.
Oh, man.
So you're sitting there, and this is the airplane just going. And do you think the pilot who, by the way, was wonderful as the sidekick with the fez in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Indy! It is full of snakes!
Yes, it's full of snakes, Indy. If I had seen him prior to the flight leaving, I would have been terrified.
Now,
I saw him afterwards, and he looked like he ought to have a clown horn like you had on stage.
You didn't have the joy of what we had on the flight to New Orleans of a...
I'm not finished with my... hold on, alcohol breath. I haven't finished my story yet.
Okay, well, my apologies.
You're going to have plenty... We've got an entire show. Jesus Christ. Get with it. Come on. I knew I'd have a moment like that early in the show. Let me finish my rant, please,
okay.
For God's sake. Okay? Yeah. I was reminded of the time I flew to... I haven't finished my story yet.
So let me get this straight. You're not done yet.
Not done yet.
Okay.
So we're sitting there for a half an hour. Not a word. Not a solitary sentence as to why. And I have flown enough, as you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
You know that if you get the door shut and you shut it and you, bam, you're about maybe 5 minutes tops away from pushback
right.
from the gate. If you don't have that, something might be up.
Mm.
Something might be up. It could be as minor as having somebody come out and tweak something on the plane, or it could be we've got a technical issue and you're going to have to get off the plane, which I've done before too. So I'm very frustrated, but there wasn't a word. There wasn't a single solitary word. I'm looking out the window to see what's going on. The lady next to me in the row is like doing pantomime, and she's 900 pounds, and I don't know why she's doing that. And Carla, you know, she, by the way, we thought we had a third empty seat because she was late getting on.
Oh,
and when this woman got on, I literally heard Carla. I hear Carla go, oh, God, no. And listen, I'm a fat person. I don't mind fat people.
Right.
I respect fat people on planes. I. By the way, if a fat person sits next to me or sits next to my wife, I go out of my way to be kind because
yes.
I'm sure that they get dirty looks.
Sure.
And I would not have minded. And by the way, she smelled wonderful. And I mean that. She smelled. Oh. She had perfume on that was some spectacular.
Sweet or savory.
It was, I don't know. She smelled wonderful. But then when she began doing her... either talking to herself
right.
or rehearsing a speech. I don't know what she was doing, but she looked like she needed to be in an institution when she started to. But anyway, the moral of the story, for JetBlue, okay, busy, always sold out JetBlue, is communicate with customers.
That's what you want to know.
Not
you
literally
have to let
so.
Them know. Yeah. Just let them know.
And by the way, the Southwest crap, I don't want your stick. I
oh,
want information.
Boy. Yeah, last night I felt for
I want
the guy.
Information.
I told
that's
him.
That's all I want.
I said, you know what? That was great material, but you had a dead crowd. I hate a dead crowd.
It was. He made a tampon joke.
He did. I'd heard
well,
that
you know,
before.
We never, to be honest with you, we're spoiled rotten because we get captive audiences. And, you know, and we do, when it dies for us is when we start focusing on Stephen Douglas McIntyre. That's when you know, we should not be paying attention to him at all in a crowd because, I mean, he is what he is, okay? A joyous, wonderful supporter of what we do. But if we focus on him when we're on stage,
yes,
it's crazy.
It is.
By the way, note to self, okay? No more five, our sound check.
I think it was six.
And under this, a subset, not a sound man in the world who can fix a stage monitor. Anyway, so that's, I mean, to, no, be honest with you, we are a simple band of clowns, right?
Yes.
We don't require a lot.
Some more
we
than
ask
others.
Too much. We ask too much of these guys. This we're not, you know, we're not the Foo Fighters.
No,
no.
You can put us on stage. No. Just plug us in. That's
yeah.
It. We'll get to that in a second. That'll be yes. my one regret for the show. I've got several notes. I figured we'd have a meeting after the show, but no. I said we'll do it during the show.
Oh, good. Wow. Okay. Perfect.
You know, I think that's exactly
a full
what we'll
debrief.
Do. So, I am sorry. I've monopolized the conversation because, Rob, I know that you had a some sort of airline story.
You will enjoy this, I believe.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Plus, the day after daylight saving time, you're all messed up. And one time, my mom brought in my breakfast an hour late like an idiot. So I just threw it on the floor and I said, Mom, if I wanted to eat this, I would have eaten it an hour ago. But it threw off my whole bathroom schedule and I ended up having to f*** in a Sunoco bathroom. Can you believe that?
Jonah, we have to expand to other issues that matter in our districts. To the working people of America.
Oh, God, snore. You know what we really need? A cool name.
Libertonians. Says what we're about.
No, it sounds like a gay a cappella group.
Well, I got it.
The Beltway Boys.
Jesus Christ, are you tag teaming this? Those are awful. I got it. How about the Jeffersons?
That's pretty good, but it also, you know, this it happens to be the name of
President. Yeah, that's exactly why I like it, Yeager. Tommy J, he's not all played out like George Washington or Hamilton.
Hamilton wasn't a president.
Then why the f*** did they write a musical about him? No, he was our first Puerto Rican president.
The Washingtons.
No, I am the White Hamilton of the Jeffersons, and that's our name. To the Jeffersons.
To the Jeffersons.
That's right. Nobody's going to keep us down because we are moving on up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Hi, everybody. We are live back in our D.C. studios. The Mike O'Mara Show back on the air in Washington, D.C., a worldwide radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by my old friend, my sleep number bed.
Ah, oh, friend.
So good to be back with that. Thanks to the brave military members and veterans in our nation, we sleep better at night. So don't they deserve a good night's sleep as well? Yes, they do.
Of course.
As a sleep number bed owner, it makes me proud to let everyone know that during this month, the month of November, Sleep Number is honoring our nation's heroes with savings reserved just for them. The Sleep Number bed lets them choose their ideal comfort and support on each side, so it is the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? Does it?
No.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long, and 91% of owners recommend them. Come in for exclusive savings just for military and veterans, and right now it's the semi-annual sale where you'll find clearance savings of $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store nearest you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And thanks to all the people that serve the country and keep us safe. Great to be back in our studios after a whirlwind weekend in New Orleans, Louisiana. Truly humbled by the turnout, by the joy, by the live audience that we have. Everybody, it was funny because I don't like to compare myself to a superstar, but I will. I brood after a show, like Letterman does. I will brood because I will focus on every little in-house technical issue that we had on stage, and apparently that did not translate because people seem to be very, very happy with the show. But note, let me just—I was just making a series of notes.
Sure, please, please. This is the full the Team West Live debrief.
Yes,
Mike will never talk up records. Stage. Yeah. Okay. We had some minor little technical things.
Yes.
The music. And the funniest moment is we are backstage and the sound guy came back to explain to the team why the sound was off a little bit. And there were phasing issues and it was a very technical thing. And he begins his spiel and I look over and Rob has turned around and is walking into the other room. And I looked at you.
I didn't realize what was going on.
Of course you didn't. I looked over and I said, Rob, I don't put the music on. He's talking to you. And you went, right? Now, if he had been a clown makeup guy, you would have gotten in the lotus position at his feet, looked up and stared at him to find out. But he was talking about phasing,
explaining
and
what
music.
Happened.
I actually understand what happened after he explained it.
But for both of you, correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't need to be that complex, does it?
We didn't need channels
and everything. No. Plug it into a speaker, plug it into a tape recorder, and we're good to go.
In an effort, he was trying to make a stereo presentation in the room, and that's where the phasing issue became a problem.
That's what we don't need.
You're right.
We don't need a stereo presentation.
We're mono. You know? We're a mono show.
And also, when you're in a live venue, life isn't stereo already because it's real life.
We all have mononucleosis.
We do. It's the kissing disease, Mike.
Right. Would it be safe to say that of that the preparations for our broadcast,
right,
of all of them, that the single, like when it came to showtime, the single most important person to you was the man that was flown in to do your clown makeup?
Would you be safe to say that when I was tasked to become a clown, that if I wasn't able to make a proper presentation, it would have been a disappointment? And let's face it, he turned out to be great, but
what is this? Face the nation?
No, but I'm
asking
saying
you, it was the most important thing to you.
It was something that if he didn't show up, it would have been bad, and I'd had trouble with clowns leading up to this, and face it, he's a clown. And until I saw his face in the place, there was no guarantee he was going to be there. And
he
looked
like every picture of a meth head on Fort Myers Beach
get
down here.
That is very true.
He was 3 feet tall, and he was he was a wonderful man.
He was great. He was great, and he did a good job.
Yeah, great. Throw that word around a little more. Great.
Okay,
yes,
he was fine.
Great.
He was fine.
It was a little crazy.
It was the
twitch factor. You know, I mean, really, to be honest with you, you could go to a Walmart, buy the crap they sold at Halloween, splash it on your face, and just be do that.
And I was expecting
puddles.
Oh, and like what a I full got was white?
And a full clown like Pagliacci.
We were curious.
I designed my own clown outfit. I wanted to be
you
that
sketched
clown.
That
I didn't
out.
Know you were designing it.
But
you sketched that out?
When the third clown outfit fell through, then I had to do my own, and I said, let's go.
How did that work? How did the third one fall through? You mean that means two others fell through?
No, I'm talking about the outfits. The clown outfits.
What happened? Tell us. What happened? Now you can talk, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Mark Riddell knows a lot of clowns, as you know, and he's hooked me up several.
Let me just get this. Here we go. There's your first problem.
I know.
What's the name you mentioned?
Mark
What's the
Riddell. You called him Twitch?
Okay, Twitch, yes. Former employee of the Mike O'Mara show, ladies and gentlemen.
So.
No, I love him to death. I've socialized with him more than anybody else on the show. But it's just when I heard that, I just knew that there would be a lot of talking about what was going to happen. And it's here it is. You call a costume shop. You go to Walmart and you get some makeup. I just didn't think it needed to have as many moving parts as it did. Although the end result of your clown, No, was a smash hit.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that it was a rough approach. but the landing was okay.
No, to be honest with you, it wasn't even that. I'm just saying what was important to you. What was important to you was this clown makeup guy.
No, you see, what was important to me was
Mike, he's here.
He's got the noses.
Found out he's arrived. He will be backstage. Oh, my God. Thank God, in the venue.
All I wanted to do. We have electricity
and the clown guy is there. We have electricity to the building and the clown guy is going to be here.
Wow.
I think.
It's amazing that it went that well considering your wonderful mood leading up to the show.
You know what? You could have done. Well, 5 hour sound checks will do that.
I understand.
To a man.
We were all with you, as a matter of fact, as far as that goes.
It was a little longer than I,
a little longer
for me to count on a nappy poo prior to showtime.
Hurry up and wait.
And not 15 minutes to take a dump and get makeup. And come up.
But yes,
there was the smallest bathroom in the world.
So it was, it's just it's something that I thought you could have put anything on.
I know.
And ultimately, it would have been the way you did it and the way you performed, which was, correct me if I'm wrong, Oscar, I thought he killed it. I thought he absolutely
was the highlight of the program.
You're very
the highlight
kind,
of the
program.
But he killed.
And I knew it was going to be the highlight for me no matter what. It was the highlight of the program. Yeah. The other highlight for me was a big surprise when we brought listeners up on stage to do impressions. I love that. I may do that again.
And I got to hear that while I was upstairs, and it was so funny even just hearing it. I can't imagine being there.
I should have known. I didn't, but I should have known that our listeners love to do their own shtick, and it was going to be me teaching impressions. I did an audible where I said, "No, let's let people, do their thing." And
that one big surprise at the end of that segment.
Yes,
yeah.
The salad thing. Is good. Yeah. Blew my mind. The next day, we all talked about it. It was so much fun.
I am simply talking about the logistics that no one knew about behind the scenes, which we did an extremely long sound check. By the way, we are kind of used to having guys, mess around with that stuff all day during the day, and then we kind of roll in, and I'm in and out usually tops an hour.
Yes.
And it was 1 o'clock, and 6 o'clock is when we wrapped it up.
Yep.
2 hours before the doors were going to open. So that was a little bit tedious. And then the whole thing, it was obvious to me. You referenced the clown makeup artist that was coming in for you. To me, you don't even know this, but you referenced it more than anything you talked about.
Well,
you talked about your clown makeup.
Do you want to know why? It's because I was really, really concerned. I wanted it to go as well as possible. Didn't want to let you guys down. I didn't want to have to do my own makeup.
Let me explain it goes about. These are discussions to have.
I've
got the soundboards equaled out so they'll look good for the stage show. I've got the little technical things that go by the by. And with the debrief, I know you cared about the clown makeup, but I knew you were going to kill it, no matter what.
Well, it's nice of you, but you know what?
You put a bag on your head and do that, but it's what you care about, and it's like you. You care about the puppy dog stuff. You like the clown and the stuff, and you didn't need him. You did not need him.
Easy to say in retrospect. I was nervous as hell going into it.
You were nervous?
Yes! Are you kidding?
Oh, you didn't show it. Not at all.
Rob, I never had a doubt that
probably why I kept talking about him.
It was 10 times better, and I thought it was going to be great, and so it ended up being 10 times better than I thought.
I'm sorry about your confetti and the keyboard.
That was a joke. I was fine.
I did laugh out loud about that.
Oscar, was the confetti a bonus? Was the confetti?
It was a
bonus. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Rob was a clown on stage.
No, the clown.
It will never be heard on the regular show because it will always be a live feature.
Yes.
No, will always be a live feature. And eventually, maybe 5 years down the road, No will get his own podcast.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I knew that the confetti wasn't a big issue because Mike would have given me a call or a text about a broken computer if the confetti was an issue.
I swear to you, though, I have to tell you that I got back to the room and I was watching the just incredible social media posts from people.
Keep it coming.
We tell people not to record. They recorded everything and then it's all there.
Yep.
God bless them.
And I literally had confetti stars that were in my computer from the show, which was hysterical.
You don't know what it's like to unpack after a trip to New Orleans where you've dressed up as a clown? Because I opened my suitcase, and of course, there's, you know, like my suit and a tie and everything. But then I'm playing, oh, here's 4 dozen balloons. Here's the leftover confetti. Oh, silly string. I forgot I had an air horn. Yeah.
Let me ask this.
Yards
question.
And yards of handkerchiefs coming out.
And I want an honest appraisal.
Okay.
If you are going with your makeup clown, your clown makeup guy that came what would be your review? After all was said and done.
After all was said and done, I give
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you grade the makeup?
Before it gives you the score, just briefly.
Yes, Oscar,
I have a thought.
Okay.
I think that Rob also liked the idea of telling people that he's flying a clown guy in for special makeup.
He drove in, yeah.
Where did he drive in from?
Baton Rouge. It was about 90 minutes out.
Oh, he's a Louisiana clown.
My tooth done fall out.
What I heard was when he was talking to listeners, he goes, and there's a clown coming from miles away just for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to make me look like the real deal, Jack.
Was it exciting to you to have a clown coming in from a
distance? I never said that. What I said is that, and this is cool, though. He was in the 5th graduating class of Clown College. He's been at it a million years. And I mean, just that is kind of neat to me.
No,
anyway,
it's not.
No, you can't tell me what's neat to me.
It's, of course, I know I can't, because it is, that's what is neat to you.
Yeah.
There's so many things that I'd like to rewire you sometimes, you know, it's more, what's neat when
like.
You know, what's neat to you?
It's a 9. He was a 9 out of 10. He loses 1 point because the makeup was not elaborate, which apparently is what you desired. But
oh, shut up. Okay.
No, I'm not putting it on you.
Hi, what's that?
Oh, now you stop that right now.
Well, that's what that's all about.
Okay,
now.
Well, then I withdraw the remark.
I had a different vision. What's the clown we talked about that started this bit?
Was it Puddles?
Up with the idea of you being yes?
I see. Puddles. I didn't know that was the derivation of it.
I wanted Puddles. Is what I wanted. I wanted Puddles. I wanted the big baggy suit of it. But I didn't. But it didn't matter because it was still a good clown. But he actually put the fake clown nose on you. Plastic one you would get in any dime store.
No, this was a professional
dime store,
one.
Like I'm 19. Like it's 1935.
Family Dollar clown nose.
I am such an idiot.
The
Woolworths.
Yes.
You did yell at me, and I won't not yell at me, like dress me down, but you were concerned about the fact that I wasn't going to be able to make the change fast enough. You didn't want to be left hanging on stage.
My fault.
No. Okay. Please.
All right.
My concern.
You're still gone a long time.
Well, I was.
Yeah, you had half an hour. We did. That bit was a half an hour. Right?
I was ready to go.
20 minutes. How long was it? Do you remember how long it was roughly?
I think what? I was up and back in about 12 minutes.
And so, how long did you have to wait before you went on? How long did you have to melt a little bit back there with your clown makeup?
I don't recall melting. I remember listening and enjoying it.
How long was it roughly? Right.
Probably five minutes or so.
5 minutes. Okay. So it was like about 20 to 30 minutes for the whole time.
I think the turn was probably 20 minutes. I was gone. Probably.
Okay.
But was concerned about, I didn't want to leave you guys waiting.
It's that impressionist bit that I did without him killed. I'm kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Wow.
This would not be our show, though, if we didn't cut each other off at the knees.
No, that's true. And I think we can all agree one thing is that Oscar didn't do anything that killed.
I slayed.
I actually regret not having you do the, as a matter of fact, we do have to break now. I regret not having Oscar tell the story that he's going to discuss today.
Oh, good.
The hotel arrangements in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, it's well known that we have a contact in the Hampton Inn Corporation.
Yes, a hotelier.
His name is Adrian Garcia, and he is a night manager at a hotel, which really carries a tremendous amount of juice. And, boy, oh, boy, were we taken care of.
Yes.
Big Easy. By our man, Adrian. Oscar will have all the details
He may or may not still be in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He is.
O'Brien. Oh, good. Good. Dan O'Brien and Adrian enjoying their month-long vacation.
Taking a month. Yeah.
That's terrific. But, what a show it was. And, by the way, if you didn't get a chance to see Nono the Clown, I hope we get revisited by Nono, because the end result, and now you have to kind of, what's the rule on clowning? Would you ever be able to modify your makeup at all?
It would evolve.
Which was the Emmett Kelly makeup.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted. You wanted the Emmett Kelly look.
It would evolve. But the thing is that I would have to really give it some thought, because he so exists in the moment. He Depends on his environment.
So you wouldn't want to necessarily do no-no again?
I'm not closing any doors.
Awesome. Okay. Thank very you. Good.
All right.
So,
all right. But no.
Fifth generation.
No.
Fifth generation.
One time. No. Pretty damn good. Best. My favorite part. When you went to pop the balloon with your cigarette in it, and it like pushed out of the audience. That was
my favorite part too.
That was wonderful. You popped one though, right? You popped.
I think I popped three. Yeah. Ultimately,
it's so funny when you get Rob backstage saying to the guy, the lighting guy, "It's okay if I smoke a cigarette on stage." Hey, it's New Orleans. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody. So get lost in Louisiana
by you. Ladies, would you like part-time access to your favorite Bolivians, Wit, Wisdom, Wang, and Wallet? Are you capable of keeping your mouth shut and not ruining a good thing? This season's Oscar Santana scholarship has been claimed, but you may still be eligible for a Schmosker Fantana partial scholarship. While on scholarship, you learn about important topics like the value of Schmosker's time and why you shouldn't have sent that text. To apply, gather up your sexiest photos and mail them in discreet packaging to the Mike O'Mara Show. As with all Fantana brand offerings, no fatties, no uggos.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There is nothing like Quip. Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. I only wish that when we went to that meet and greet Friday night, we had a whole, a duffel bag of them that we could have.
We could have set up a stand.
Quip is sleek and elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush, but without the big price tag.
Yeah.
Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush. Now, we move on to, I told my thing about the airlines, and I think overall we all have to agree that it was a fun show.
Great
with
fun.
More
successful
behind the
event.
Scenes. Correct me if I'm wrong, more behind the scenes glitches than we would have imagined. Correct with that?
Yeah, I think so.
With that professional sound crew back there. It was, and by the way, we've done venues like this on stages before, and when you work with a professional sound man, there's one thing. And I wonder if guys that are doing like band shows deal with this too.
It's a live show.
I'm thinking about the consistency of the gripe that I have with that. The monitors for the stage, it's constant. It's like they
because
don't,
it, you know why it doesn't
they
affect
don't
them.
Do it. It doesn't affect them, right?
No, they're here
about
in the
what's
house.
Going out there.
They're here in the house, so they don't.
You got to hear it to make it work, and that was my my only frustration point. Mm. But overall, not that big a deal, and really the show from everybody I talked to went over great, and everybody had a fantastic time. And you deal with that kind of stuff all the time.
Lessons learned.
The longer you prep for something like that, the more worried I get when things take. Hours as opposed to minutes.
I get
a little bit worried, but overall it was fantastic. And when I'm busting Rob's balls and busting Oscar's balls, I mean this when I say the one truly huge thing in common that we have had for years, Oscar and Rob love to do a live show, love to be on that stage as much as I do. And I've worked with plenty of guys that's not always
they
the case where people
do it,
don't want to do that. And we are really always as excited and enthusiastic as somebody that's coming to the show. And I was really, really thrilled with the whole thing. Would I have done things differently? I probably would have put some sort of band surgically on my liver.
And all shows, New Mike, for full context for listeners, all shows take a good amount of time to plan out. Also, for Mike's perspective, he usually arrives after a lot of these logistics are taken care
exactly,
of.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the fact that Mike, he wanted to go early, be there. We just didn't bank on you having to be there that entire time.
Right.
Yeah. And it just, and you know, you kind of count on with that city. Look, they're destination cities. We got another one that's in the works. You'll hear more about that as the months go on. But I will tell you that, you know, that is a city that is, it's a grown up city where people act like children. And that's what we count on.
My first time, wonderful. I cannot wait to go back.
You've never been before?
That's my first time ever.
He handled it like he'd been there many times.
It was beautiful.
His only tell was in that restaurant when he got the child's platter.
Oh, my God.
I'm raving about this wonderful restaurant in New Orleans that has the greatest New Orleans fare. Your jambalaya, your gumbo, your po' boy sandwiches, shrimp remoulade, all this shrimp and grits, all this quality
grilled
stuff.
Grilled oysters, raw oysters, amazing stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And Oscar orders mac and cheese. I was ready to stab him with my
knife. And he got it 10 minutes before everyone else. And he ate it.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Wasn't it like being with a toddler?
It was
being with a toddler.
Next time, can we leave him with Carmen?
And then Todd Moore, his wingman for the trip, when they served the oysters, and Todd went, "Ew!" But anyway,
I believe he said, "It looks like boogers."
That's the same night you had two dinners.
I know. I did. I had two wonderful New Orleans style dinners.
Had about a dinner and a third because we all split the second meal.
I'm owning this. I had two dinners.
You gave me some of it.
Dinners because Marissa, Todd's lady, ordered shrimp and grits that looked good to me, and I wanted to have some. It's just I go into a frenzy, a feeding frenzy when I'm in New Orleans.
And I found out something when I was at that place is Carla and I each ordered greens, and they were delicious. You turned your nose
up at
the greens.
I didn't like them.
I thought they were great. And not
I don't think you should eat a green vegetable when you're in New Orleans.
Not 4 or 5 hours later, I was able to return the greens.
it's un-American.
It's almost like corn. Vegetables. No matter how much you chew it, you puts it right back together.
What was that?
Almost. No matter how much you chew it, it puts it right back together.
So Oscar Santana, you know, Todd Moore, by the way, I remember it had been a long time for me since I'd gone out and hung out with him.
He's
Todd Moore,
so tall.
He's such a blast. Todd Moore is a good
just
guy.
Just fun,
Todd
right?
Moore, I bust Todd Moore's balls than any other friend we have on this show, and I love Todd. Todd Moore is a unique individual, and he is so honest.
Yep.
And he has he lacks any kind of filter.
It's true.
And he works me like nobody works me, and I love the guy. The guy is just but I know you want to talk about it, but say it anyway. Yeah. God, did I have a great time with him. But anyway, the bottom line with Oscar was the arrangements were coordinated between Oscar and one of our number one interns, Mr. Adrian Garcia.
Yes.
And I know you were counting on him, Oscar, in a very big way. I didn't know half the crap you dealt with. You were telling me this all weekend.
So Adrian Garcia, an intern for, I think, 5 years. He stopped getting credits 4 years ago, right? He's been hanging out with us
Was he ever really a student?
He was at a
How many interns do we have like that, by the way? They come in, they get their little credit thing, and maybe they do. We don't care. If they fit with the show, they become attached to us, and we love it. That's
we let them come in, shower, and then send them on their way.
Right. That's the way
as soon as we announce New Orleans, our biggest issue always is cost, right?
Of
how
course.
Much is this going to cost us? And that's behind the scenes.
It costs us a lot to bring a gang down and put everybody up in hotels and then hope that our listeners, you know, drink enough to defray the cost of what we paid for the room. So, we'll know that later on today.
We
correct?
Will today. That happens
I'm
today.
I'm so nervous about
that. Adrian pipes up because he's here the day of. He says, Oscar, I can get you guys the best room rates in New Orleans, and I can do it through my family, friends and family discount. He's doing nothing nefarious, nothing crazy. He's just giving a friends and family discount.
Sure.
I said, all right, man, like, how does it work? He goes, download the app, figure that. So by the time 30 minutes goes by, we had all booked our hotel rooms using this friends and family code, right?
Right. Yeah, you were pretty, at the very outset, you were pretty jacked up about this.
Yes. Next,
probably all the way down till we got to New Orleans. Then right before, maybe within 24 hours, you started to get some different kind of information.
Yeah. So again, I looked at the rate and I started looking at other rates. I said, this friends and family code, I think it just got us $30 off after it's all said and done. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, well, you know, that's $90 between three of God and times 3 days. So I'm like, okay, that's significant. It's all adding
and
up.
And the kidney doctors are in town.
Yeah.
So and the, watch out.
Kidney
America.
Doctors.
Mm. Kidney doctors in town.
Bunch of dicks.
Nephrology. What?
So as the weeks are leading up, we're talking to Adrian about the accommodations, timing. They are going, they decide they're going to go early to New Orleans. A week before that, Adrian comes to me and goes, hey, you know, I'm kind of tight this month. Do you mind defraying the cost for my flight? And I said, are you just booking your flight right now?
Keep in mind, when I'm sorry to interrupt, Oscar. I know I get this a lot, but it's important that we emphasize we booked these hotels in March.
Yeah, yeah,
early we were, March. Know, it's yeah. not
sold
like
the
we
show out early.
Yeah, not like a last minute thing.
No. We did not wait.
We tried to get a group rate. That didn't work out for us. So we got this family rate from Diego here. Now, I talked to him a week before. I said, all right, man, like you got us those hotel rooms. You're such a nice kid. I'll pay for your flight down there. Right. Okay. And now I got him the worst flight possible. It was $202. He got a great rate, right?
How many connections did he have, too?
It probably took him. He had to go to Oakland and come back. Something had to happen.
Something like that.
Yeah, he needed a passport to do it. Yeah.
And
it's not a cheap place to fly to.
It's
hard to fly there.
But again, I remember being 25 and being broke in radio. So I felt for him.
Yeah,
said,
you don't mind. If you're young, it's like my kids. I even find my kids through connections. They don't care.
I said, no problem, buddy. Thank you for all your help. Let's keep going. Let's keep grinding, right? And we start going through all the iterations of what can go wrong when Mike O'Mara checks into his hotel.
Oh, God. Come on. I'm not that much of a
No,
monster.
You're getting there early. You're getting there before us. There's no way we could go and check your reservation.
My flight from Lauderdale got in about 11 o'clock in the morning.
And by we, Pony, Rob, and I. Mm. We talked to Diego. He was like, this is what's going to happen when Mike lands. You will meet him at the hotel here. You will make sure that nothing falls through. Day before you arrive. And by day, I'm talking about 24 hours ahead of time.
Right.
Okay.
I'm talking to Diego again. Give me the checklist. What do we have? Boom, 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 boom. Everything's taken care of. The morning of the flight, that we flew down Thursday, right?
Right, right.
That Thursday morning, I get
he's in New Orleans already.
He's already there.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I get a text and that says, okay, so I'm meeting Mike at the hotel and I'll meet you at the hotel later on. I said, perfect. And he goes, do you mind giving me a call? So I give him a call. And I'm like, hey, man, is everything okay? And it's early.
Right.
Right? He says, I just want to clarify that you have the card for the hotel. And I said, Diego, of all the times we're having this conversation, I'm in an Uber going to the airport. You're going to ask me right now? And he goes, I'm so sorry. I was like, all right, well, here's my call, my personal call. We'll figure it out later. Right,
right.
He goes, before you go, I just want to clarify that you're paying for Dan and I's hotel room for the last 3 nights. I said, yeah, it's like it's $30 a night, right? Because you guys are staying.
You would see it said that to you. That
I said that.
$30
a night because they were supposed to stay in Jefferson, Louisiana, which is like an hour out of town.
The idea was they were going to get that. Oscar was going to pick it up because it was $30 a night. And they were staying. In order to get $30 a night, you can't stay in New Orleans. You can't stay in New Orleans hardly for $300 a night.
Right.
For $30 a night, you got to stay an hour and a half outside of the city. That's just the deal. It was made really, really clear. And there's where the big breakdown came. And that's the breakdown that Oscar was talking to every half an hour about. You won't believe what they did to me, how they boned me.
So I said, he goes, oh, it's actually not $30 a night. And I said, Diego, you've been there for 2 days already. How much could it possibly cost? He goes, well, the first 3 days we're here is $30 a night, but the other 3 nights are $129 a night. And I said, well, where the F are you staying for the other 3 nights? He said, we're in the French Quarter.
The main part. How did they get the French Quarter for that incredible discount, too?
They got a better hotel than us, which I ended up paying for because they're broke and they don't have, and one of them has no credit whatsoever, right? They got a better.
Did they ever stay an hour and a half outside of the city?
Never.
Did they ever?
Never.
Oh, no.
So they stayed in the French Quarter for
the entire time.
Was it ever $30 a night or was it always more expensive?
Only know what it cost for the last 3 nights because he says the first 3 were for $30, right? Oh. And I said, Diego, I feel like you're taking advantage of me now. Like I was like, remember that flight I just paid for, and now
right,
yeah.
Like, and I remember when you said,
and he's still there. By the way, are you still paying for it?
No, I'm not paying for this. Trust me.
Right. Okay. Because he's supposed to be here by now.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be back right now. That
I said.
Creep.
He goes, but you did say that. I said for $30 a night. I was like, it's going to be $120 with tax. For the three nights. Like, I get
it.
Is
he staying in the same room as Dan O'Brien, I hope?
They're sharing a room. Yes, they're sharing a room.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Thank God for that. So it's really not, is that really $30 a night, or was that the cheapest $60 a night?
There's some sort of Ponzi scheme going on here.
There's something we need to get the up and up.
Because then we're at the venue and our internationally, lovely Ashley, who does not get enough credit just for being sweet and supportive and works
very
hard.
Very, very sweet.
She came in from Colorado with her girlfriend. Yes. I said, how's everything going? She goes, it's all right. You know what's weird is that I gave Diego $100 towards this rent. I guess they had a rent-a-car.
Or it was Dan.
Dan and Diego together, right?
Yeah.
$100. And they returned the car the same day I got here. Like, there's no car to be driving around in.
She gave them $100 for a rental car that she was going to share with them.
Yeah,
that's
gone.
And
they returned the rental car the day she arrived that she can't use. So there's some sort of criminal activity going on here that we have to get to.
And what has not been said is the car was returned before we did the show. What's the one thing we could probably use on show day more than anything else? A car!
I said I need you to pick up the backdrop for the show, pick me up and pick Carla up, and then take her back to the hotel.
Right.
When we arrive, there's an Uber driver, some Nazi Uber driver that was talking to me about Jesus sending us Donald Trump. I don't know what's going on here, but it was supposed to be his clown. I rode on Thursday in his clown car that he rented.
Yes.
His Chevy Puke or whatever the hell the car was that he had.
The Chevy Puke.
It was interesting. So he's mucked everything up, is what you're saying.
And Mike, when you hear this, this is where I lost all faith in Diego.
Okay.
I said,
cute little Diego, beloved Diego now, yeah, with the listeners.
Yeah. You know,
oh, he's so adorable. I want to take him home, put him on my mantle.
Put him in my pocket.
That's right. What do you do?
We're
now?
There. And at one of the bars we ended up, there was a cash situation. If you don't have cash in some New Orleans bars, you just got to pay cash, right?
Got to pay cash. That's why you get buy one, get two free.
And he's,
ooh,
and so I'm like looking around for cash, and I was like, I think Shannon has my cash. He goes, I got you, Oscar. I got a lot of cash. He pulls out a stack of 20s and dollars that I'm like, you have cash?
What?
I flew you down here. I'm paying for you knuckleheads for the three nights out of my own pockets, and the show can't afford it.
He's stolen from you, Oscar. That's right. What he's done. He's stolen from
the
you.
The balls to pull out the cash in front of me.
We're going to need an inquisition. We are going to need an inquisition, and we're going to need to figure everything out because something is afoot.
Don't worry, Adrian will be back from New Orleans next month.
I want receipts and I want details, Adrian Garcia.
When
I look at your Facebook page this morning and you say we ballin' because you're eating every piece of room service.
Yeah.
By the way, I want
those receipts too. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that deals with Oscar right before Christmas every year, and I get the, by the way, here's the receipt from New Orleans that I didn't tell you about. I want to see those too, Diego, because when you steal from him, you're stealing from me.
Yeah, all of us. You're stealing from everybody, you jerk.
Yeah.
It's a fun weekend.
Hungover show. We'll give you some recommendations on the city of New Orleans when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There was a big time in the Big Easy for TMOS Nation last week. Well, way down yonder in New Orleans. Hey, where is everybody? Hi there, it's me, Jim Amato. And this week's AmeriCast is coming to you from the Steel City Studios. My special guest, Jay Clyde of Shadyside, Maryland. We talked about the past week of shows on the Moore Network, our love of bourbon, and of pirates. There's also some revelations and top flight comedy. Download AmeriCast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
God, he's churning them out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by That's It. Does your sweet tooth need a fix, or maybe you're looking for some healthy desserts to put in lunches? Let me tell you about an amazing snack. It's great. I found this. It's called That's It. That's It started with fruit bars. We told you about their veggie bars, and now get ready. You want a healthy snack that's delicious. Chocolate Bites. Oh, my God. Amazing. Fruit dipped in dark chocolate. Each pack is around 150 calories and has no preservatives. Mm. They are gluten-free, non-GMO. Rob, are you eating one right now?
Apple strawberry. Fantastic.
Oh, my God. They are so good. Low-fat, no-soy, vegan, paleo-friendly. Plus, there are two full servings of fruit in every indulgent treat. With real fruit and real dark chocolate, how can you go wrong? So healthy, so fantastic, and really, it's candy. It's they probably wouldn't want me to tell you that, but it tastes like candy.
Tastes
you can find them at CVS. You can go get yours today. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and save 10% off your order. Do what we all did. Try these new dark chocolate bites. Oh, they're fantastic. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's It. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, the retrospective after New Orleans, Louisiana. The other thing we were going to finish up about Diego Oscar is the company is referred to as the Hampton Inn and Suites.
Thank you for highlighting this.
The Hampton Inn and Suites, which means everyone that I've been to, whether it be anywhere in New England or
across
on the Super Slab, Savannah, Georgia, when I'm driving, they are a room and a little room. You can actually bring in a child and pull out of bed and
it's
put them
suite.
There.
It's a suite.
The Hampton Inn and Suites Center, where we stayed, that was a converted brothel and sweatshop, actually had rooms the size of a thimble. I think they used my room for storing medical supplies during the Civil War.
No,
I really do believe.
It was in the historic warehouse district, and I believe the building was a warehouse at one point that they used to make as many rooms as possible.
Right.
Again, you brought up dinner earlier, Mike, where I got a child's I ordered off the kids menu, right?
Right. Yes, you got the mac and cheese. It did have crab meat in it for New Orleans. Thank God. They spiced that up a little bit. But I tasted it, and it was the only thing on the menu that had no flavor of New Orleans whatsoever. Exactly.
The reason why I'm bringing that up, because that is when Mike realized that Todd Moore was in the same hotel we were. But
right.
Todd Moore was on the sweet side.
Sweet.
Yes. Todd Moore proceeded to show me a photo that he had taken. He and his lovely lady Marissa had taken in their room with their, and I am not exaggerating, with their 20-foot high ceilings. And I said, and his living room that he had adjoining his bedroom. I said, that is fantastic. Oscar and I were in rooms 564 and 565.
Right next to each other.
Oh, that's nice.
Next to each other. And by the way, if you had opened the door, we didn't have an adjoining door. If you had combined Oscar and my room, you would have gotten half of a room.
Yeah,
That's how small the
rooms
were.
Mike actually looked at this once again
attributed to Monsieur Diego.
Yes.
Hotelier.
Mike actually looked at Todd and said, are you at the Waldorf Astoria? And he goes, no, I'm in your hotel. He goes, that's not my hotel.
I thought he was joking when he said 20-foot high ceilings. Yeah. And then he showed a picture of Marissa, who's who's long and lean. And there was 500 feet of ceiling above her head. It was insane.
Yeah.
And so in this particular Hampton Inn, where and I'm sure all the friggin' kidney doctors had these rooms as well.
Sure.
Well, meanwhile, we were over where I could hear the flushing. From multiple rooms, that was one of the things that I got. It was
hearing a toilet a toilet seat hit the actual.
Oh, by the way,
same way on the eighth floor too. Yeah.
He was not only in the French Quarter, in the middle of all the action.
We were far away.
Where we could have walked to our venue, and I wouldn't have had to deal with right-wing Nazi Uber drivers and Lyft drivers the whole time. I mean, by the way, Lyft. I used Lyft everywhere I went. Diego used an Uber. Lyft is a client of the Mike O'Mara Show. Can't wait till he gets
again.
Back.
I think
you may want to extend his stay.
I think you said it best. You said we mess up. My we, I messed up when I said, oh, the man who's, because we have so many great listeners that are affiliated with hotels.
Yeah,
like right. We have been taken care of
Kempton people financially and otherwise by people in the business forever. We will not make the same mistake. I believe the quote to my bride when we were checking out. I said, I don't care what it takes. I am going to stay in a palace when we go to our next venue. Because, the next venue, as we mentioned briefly on stage, is known for somewhat larger hotel rooms.
Anyway. I told Shane. Yeah. Shane's a great
Because when I say Cincinnati, I think big hotel rooms.
Cincinnati and their big hotel rooms.
We were walking around the French Quarter, Shane and I, and I said, babe, next time we'll stay in the French Quarter. It'll be nice. We'll have a good time, right? I'm sorry we have to walk 10 miles to the trolley and then get here and then walk down. She goes, that's great. And at that moment, I look out of the corner of my eye and I see Diego's hotel. And I'm like, I think that's where Diego's staying. And she goes, right there?
Oh, my God.
And I said, yeah, you know, I don't know how that all worked out. Before I knew all of the other things that had gone right for him and wrong for us.
He's staying in a chain. He's staying in a chain. Yeah. It's a nice chain. We're at a nice chain. We just happen to have the smallest rooms in the nice chain.
Yeah.
And he has the biggest room in the nice chain. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
It was like a Mr. Bean episode. I'm like, right? Mr. Bean got the little rooms, and the little rooms are where Mike and Oscar also stay.
By the way, we're the fourth floor, okay? We're the fourth floor on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C., okay? We got windows. Hang him out the window when he gets there. By his heels to say, okay. Want to explain? I want to explain, okay? See if he can shake some of those 20s out of his pocket.
Who do you owe the money to?
Exactly. Yeah,
I can fix it. I can fix it.
We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's cake. She's cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. On this episode, we push the envelope and talk all about balls. Hey, Rob, why is your grass so short?
Well, that's easy. We're on the Mower Network, hon. Let's get a bowling.
It's Rob and Katie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Amazon. We love Amazon. Had a lot of people in New Orleans come up and tell me how much stuff they were planning to buy with their Christmas shopping on Amazon. We want you to do that, too. Can you believe what a great time we had at the House of Blues in New Orleans for TMOS Live? Lots of people shared that. Lots of people got... Rob, when did you write the last commercial in this commercial?
Two in the morning.
And so many listeners got Thrinola. Thrie.
I see it right
Would
here.
Would that be there?
Yeah.
Their Nola supply. There. Okay.
Yeah.
So many listeners got Thrinola supplies via our Amazon portal. Lena Gilmore bought a flask with small cups to sneak her booze through TSA. Breaking the law. Rob Cliver bought new shirts so he looked extra nice for his trip to New Orleans because every girl is crazy about a sharp-dressed man. And Marcus Serta purchased Fodor's Travel Guide to New Orleans so he can have his nose buried in a book while life is happening around him. Well, that's a little harsh. I hope that you now know that Amazon truly sells everything. Plus, shopping Amazon.com changes nothing for you, means the world to us. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Oh, man. You know what? By design on the show today, not mentioning the horrible news. That's it.
Yeah,
I want to do
thank you.
Get right back to it. This is bad news, too, though. And for Kevin Spacey, it's gotten worse. More allegations over the weekend, more sexual misconduct accusations, and Netflix has had enough. On Friday, they fired Kevin from their show, House of Cards. Kevin was also going to star in a Gore Vidal biopic for Netflix, but they scrapped that project, too. The man's career is over.
Yeah, it's over.
It can happen nowadays so rapidly. It's been an incredibly fast downfall for Kevin. We heard the first accusations last Sunday night. The next day, Netflix said House of Cards would end after one last season. But now that season is in doubt because if it happens on Netflix, it'll have to happen without Kevin. I, for one, would like to see him try to make it happen. Why not? You know, give the people.
They could write him out. There's a million ways they could do it. Yeah.
This scandal is moving so fast, it's hard to keep up with it, but there are now 12 specific people who have accused Kevin of inappropriate sexual behavior in the past, and several of them were underaged at the time. Mm. So it gets worse and worse for Kevin Spacey. On Saturday, Britney Spears, who really, I think we can agree, has maybe turned things around a bit with her residency out in Las Vegas, she was out at a ribbon cutting for the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation's Britney Spears campus, which is just a few miles away from where she performs in Vegas. Britney donated $1 million to help make the facility a reality. In admiration of this lady for turning herself around and actually doing good and resurrecting her career as a residency performer in Vegas. She also donated the flower painting that she made in a recent viral video. Did you see the video where she's kind of in a sexy outfit?
I remember that,
painting?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So good.
The proceeds will benefit victims of the Las Vegas shooting. The auctioneer was entertainment reporter Robin Leach. Lifestyles
of
the Richer. I thought he was.
I really thought he was dead.
Daisies. Well, he ended up buying the painting himself for $10,000.
Oh, wow.
So,
Thank you for buying it. Thank
good
you.
Good for Vegas.
Wrote your check.
I don't mind saying this. We alluded to the fact that we are working on that destination for our next live show. So stay tuned. And we have no idea when we're going to let you know where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. So, Stephen, I know there's nothing you love more than staying one step ahead of us. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We're like Robert Mueller. We are sealed. We have sealed these. No, he's a wonderful man. But, you know, it's just we're working on it. We will get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We truly will. And Oscar will.
Can I just add one more thing?
You can.
Stephen has already written me, two, if you ever have another wonderful listener meetup, ever, ever, ever in your life, SDM. And I know you moved heaven and earth to make sure that happened.
Yes,
right?
He did.
But a lot
he did.
Today.
He's a generous
Can
man.
Can you not
He's a
take us
man.
To the top of Nakatomi Towers, please?
Yeah. It is so rare that Oscar and I have the same cultural references, but yes. We walked into that abandoned high rise and we looked at each other and we said, Die Hard.
Yes. Yeah. 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 It's all in the lighting. Kelly Clarkson dealt with rumors about her sexuality after making it big on American Idol, but now she says she felt like she didn't even have a sexuality until she was 30 when she started dating her husband, Brandon Blackstock. What a great name. Brandon Blackstock. Sounds like he ought to be a magician.
Yeah,
in 2012, she says, quote, I never felt sexually attracted to anybody before him.
See, Pony, it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm not downing my exes. No, not at all. I'm sure they feel good about that. You know, everybody's different, but I honestly thought I was asexual. I'd never been turned on like that in my whole life. I was like, oh, that's the feeling. Okay. That's what they were talking about in Waiting to Exhale. I just got
wow.
it. Says her hubby's the first one that really did it for her. So
good for him. Kind of the amazing Blackstock.
Kind of odd. ladies and gentlemen, I now give you, I don't think this is the only 16 restaurants, but I give you the ones released. These are the 16 restaurants open on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh,
if
good.
You're looking
good.
Around there, maybe one of your favorites is on here. Applebee's, Black Angus Steakhouse, Bob Evans, Boston Market, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, Golden Corral, IHOP, Luby's. Where's Luby's? Not funny.
Next
Does
to
anybody know Luby's?
Next to Blackstock.
Maggiano's Little Italy. McCormick and Schmick's. These are big players.
Yeah.
Here. Romano's Macaroni Grill. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Smith and Walensky's. TGI Fridays and the Waffle House. Salute from all their employees.
If I had to choose, I would do Boston Market because you could probably best approximate a good Thanksgiving dinner there.
Oh, no. I would do the Waffle House.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Yeah, it'd be exciting. The super rich people in this country now have so much money that apparently they'll spend any amount on anything, no matter how stupid it is. And, oh, baby, these are stupid. Tiffany's just decided to branch out from selling moderately overpriced jewelry to sell insanely overpriced stuff. Quote, ordinary objects, but here are some examples. Number one, a $350 sterling silver bendy straw, a $1,000 empty tin can, a $425 silver protractor, a $650 pair of ping pong paddles. Say that with a microphone. Ping pong paddles. A $10,000 fake silver bird's nest with three blue porcelain eggs.
Aww.
Isn't that lovely? A $1,950 flask shaped like a fish. Hey, Lena, that's exciting. A $1,500 set of 10 Lego pieces. And maybe worst of all, a $9,000 ball of silver yarn.
But on the bright side, with every purchase, you get a free button that says moron.
That's
at least
wonderful.
They get their tax break.
That's it. And they're all laughing at us. Be aware of that. They're all laughing at us, ladies and gentlemen. Now a little something, An 81-year-old German man called police to tell them that he found a World War II-era bomb in his garden. When officers showed up, they found a large zucchini instead. The man found the 11-pound, 15.7-inch-long vegetable Thursday in his backyard in Bretten, in southwest German state of Baden-Württemberg. I hope I got all that right. He believed it to be a bomb, but upon arrival, police say they found a dark-colored zucchini. Officers were able to dispose of the vegetables without having to call a bomb disposal team. The homeowner said, and I quote, I'm sorry, I'm goofy tired. Is that a zucchini in my yard? Or is you just glad to see me?
Sorry. Stupid. Hungover bit. We will take a break.
It worked.
Drunk will be back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Robbie, got sounds.
I got little guys. Little guys. Yeah, they're good.
Very good. We're down south
too much. Fantastic.
Exciting.
New.
Does twice the work at half the time.
It's Ponyboy 3000.
If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks. He smokes. He moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Attention all fans of the human voice. MikeOVO.com, up and running. Want to check out some of the voice work I do? You can get it there, and I can do a voiceover for you. That's what we do. Just a sidelight right here, paying for Hampton Inn rooms. MikeOVO.com brings you one click away from the golden tones of Mr. Mike O'Mara. Whether you need a classic announcer, a character voice, or one of my signature celebrity impressions, whatever you need, MikeOVO can do it for you. Check it out, MikeOVO.com, and we thank you in advance. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Hi there, Sean Combs. Happy birthday.
Ooh. Did he?
He changed his name again.
What is it now?
Let him tell you.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? I have some very serious, serious news.
Serious.
I've been praying on this, and I decided, I know it was risky because I knew it could come off as corny to some people. Like, yo, I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before.
What?
I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love.
Brother Love.
I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay? It's my birthday. I feel good. God is the greatest. I give all glory, and I thank my mama and daddy. Mwah!
God is the greatest.
That's it. You're straight.
Is it Love or Brother Love?
He will answer to Love, which is short for Brother Love. It's like calling me Rob or Robert.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love, Brother Love, Brother Love.
Way to it.
Now, I did put a...
Thank you, Puff.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean Combs.
Mr. Combs.
Right.
Okay.
What are they going to call them? So are they going to call them the line of clothing? Are they going to call Love John? Love John.
Great
sweats.
Question. Great question.
Hey, they'd be like Long Johns, but they're Love Johns. They're just long underwear.
Very nice. My little guy. My little guy's got a cold. He's home from school today with his LSU hat. There
he goes. I saw the picture of him in that this morning. Does he love it?
I love you, buddy. Love you.
Does he have an affinity for hats?
No.
But he just likes the LSU hat?
His dad has an affinity for putting him on his big melon. But go ahead. That's what I like.
All right. I put this on our Facebook page today, the show's Facebook page. It is a lady was trying to sell a 1996 Honda Accord. Keep in mind, this car is 21 years old. And her boyfriend is a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a fake commercial for it to put it on eBay. They only wanted $495 for it. But it shot and voiced like a big time, like Mercedes-Benz ad. Check this out.
You're different. You do things your way. That's what makes you one of a kind. You don't need things. You're happy with who you are. You don't care about money. You have everything you've ever wanted. And this is not a car. This is you. Introducing a used 1996 Honda Accord. A car for people who have life figured out and just need a way to get somewhere. Luxury is a state of mind.
The greatest part is she's driving down like a winding highway, and they pull wide, and she has an electric coffee maker on the passenger seat with a seatbelt on it and pours herself a cup of coffee. It's very, very funny. Check it out. Bill Maher, Real Time with Bill Maher this weekend, he was complaining. He says, we have too many movies that are about driving because driving is not that big of a deal. He talked about all the Fast and Furiouses and the Transformer movies, but I like this joke.
When there is a tough job, or even an impossible mission, the key to it is a guy who possesses the elite, mind-blowing skill of driving. Only Baby Driver can get us out of this with his great driving in traffic. Baby Driver, listen to this, Baby Driver is so indispensable to the heist that the rest of the gang actually hates him because they think he's too young to be that great a driver. Well, everybody but Kevin Spacey thinks he's too young.
Surprise me there. Okay, so there's that. If you watched the Raiders game last night, tight end Lee Smith did one of the opponents. I think they're playing the Dolphins. But it's a guy he knew from high school or college. They'd played before. And
were they playing one of the opponents in the NFL?
Yes, they were playing an opposing team, Mike. What they do is they sign up on either sides of the gridiron and they try to advance the ball 10 yards at a time. They have four tries to do it.
Many, many teams that are in other cities around the United States.
Well, some of them are in other cities. Los Angeles sometimes has several opponents. Depends on the season.
At once.
And
once.
The sport.
Yes. Yes, they do.
It's the Gladiator League.
But he did a fake headbutt, just goofing around after a big play. And right. You can see in the instant replay, it was not a real headbutt, but they still got a 15-yard penalty for it.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Offense number 86.
I was just kidding around.
I was just kidding around.
Oh, man.
Oh, he was goofing around with somebody he knew.
And he was just kidding around. Although, I don't know if Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is it Jameis Winston?
Yes.
If he was kidding around when he did this pregame speech where he talks about licking his fingers and biting a W?
I want everybody to look at me. That's a W. That's E1. That's E1. That's a W. How many people want to eat a W tonight? How many eat a W tonight?
Do you want to eat a W tonight?
Eat a W. I'm not planning on having alphabet soup.
But I did like it because just like we do before every show, we licked our fingers.
Yes, we did. Then we smelled them.
Each other's.
Now, the last thing about football, this surprised me. Vin Scully did a charity event over the weekend and did a Q&A, and they asked him about people taking a knee at NFL games. And, you know, Vin Scully, as far as a classy announcer, always, I felt, kept his opinions to himself. He did the show, and then he was quiet.
So he's 95 or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
But he was very forthcoming about this.
I have only one personal thought, really, and I am so disappointed. And I used to love, during the fall and winter, to watch the NFL on Sunday. And it's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. But I have overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game.
For some reason, because of the reputation that precedes him, that carries some weight for me. I love to hear him talk, but I'd never heard him make any sort of statement like that. It surprised me.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's one of us.
Yeah, it's probably his eyesight, I imagine.
You think?
Yeah, it's probably what
No, I think that, this is a protest. There are two sides to every story, yeah. And I think it's tough. But we don't want to get into
that. No, I'm not weighing in on either side. I was just surprised that he made the statement, is what I'm saying.
When you picked that clip.
A lot of people are angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think it would be as divisive as it is right now?
No, I didn't think it would be divisive, and it's not meant to be divisive. It's meant to say that Vin Scully, for some reason, is finally making a statement.
Who is he?
Vin Scully is the announcer for the there's a tremendous amount of consternation in the country over that
particular
issue.
Yes.
From both sides, you know.
And I'm not trying to make a point as to which side you should be
on.
Well,
I mean, you set it up. I mean, now we're left to clean this up.
Which side are you on, Rob?
How do you feel about it? Will you never watch another NFL game because of the players taking a knee? I don't know. I'm
curious. I'll probably watch again, but I was thought
you
it
mean
was
probably? Known. Have you watched a game since they took a knee?
Yeah, I watched a little bit last night, but I'm not a big football fan.
Well, then when you say Vin Scully's words carry a lot of weight with you, I mean, weight enough where you won't watch another NFL game? I'm just kind of curious where you are with that.
No, I will watch an NFL game, but I thought it was notable, once again, that a man who I've never heard come out and make a statement regarding something that was so divisive actually came out and said it. Maybe it is because he's 95.
Vin Scully actually marched in Charlottesville?
Did he really?
I'm just making a joke.
I'm shocked that he
just trying to represent the other side.
He owned slaves, I heard. That's a legend.
I'm sorry.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
We're going to wrap it up. That's it, people.
Thank you, Nola.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Really, thank you, everybody. Rob, Oscar, Pony, and all the interns and all the people that came to New Orleans. What an incredible joy it was to have that kind of weekend. We're going to do it again. We're going to have destinations all the time on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll have more information for you about where we're going to be next for a live show. And really, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming to New Orleans, Louisiana. Onward and upward on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be somewhere soon. We'll let you know when we do it. Probably Las Vegas, Nevada.
Could be.
That cat's out of the bag. But thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.